Members, please vote to signify their presence. All members have voted. There are 18 votes. All members have voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Stimson is excused from the call, and Senator Coletta is excused until noon today.
May we stand for the invocation by Rabbi Plotnick.
This morning's inspirational is a brief stanza from Robert Browning, 19th century English poet. Come, grow old with me. The best of life is yet to be, the last of life for which the first was made. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Without objection, I ask the prayer be spread on the journal. Secretary, certify as correctness of daily journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 136th legislative day.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move that the unanimous consent of the journal for the 136th day be approved and certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
We will have a skeleton session this afternoon for a number of committee conferences and special reports and standing committee reports. I think several will be acted on today. Messages from the House?
Mr. President, the House has rescinded its action in sending CS for Senate Bill Number 750-LNC relating to interest rates effective date back to the Senate and requests that the Senate return the bill to the House.
There have been a whole series of silly little communications and nasty little things that have come out of the bookkeeping over there. This is one of them. I will send it back to this House, but it doesn't particularly please me to. Please proceed.
Messages of May 26. The House has passed the following. Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 48, Resources, Joint Ventures between Alaska Commercial Fishing, Salmon Fishermen, and Foreign Processors, and Senate Bill Number 772, making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for construction of a plant quarantine station at the Plant Materials Center operated in cooperation with the Institute of Agricultural Sciences. These two have been sent to enrolling. The Speaker appointed a conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to consider House Bill 876 and Senate Committee Substitute Federal Budget Impact Fund. Representative Hurlburt, Chairman, Representatives Chuckwuck and Buchhold. Senate members are Senator Dankers, Chairman, and Senators Fahrenkamp and Ferguson. The Speaker has granted to the conference committee additional pre-conference powers on House Bill 9. Shall Sections 4 and 5 of the SCS be amended for consistency and clarification? The President granted additional powers to the conferees yesterday.
I'd just like to comment. It seems to me if you go on for quite a period of time asking one step at a time, you might just ask for the free conference committees, the committee members of the various free conferences that will be meeting continuously in the next few days. I just well ask for powers of free conference, if possible, rather than continuing limited conference on step A and then step B. Please proceed.
May 26, the House passed CS for Senate Bill Number 89, Rules Amended, amending the Child Protection Law's effective date with the following amendments. House CS for CS for Senate Bill Number 89, Finn MH, with the same title and returned.
Senator Rohde, I think.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 89 and request the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 89? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Secretary, close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 excused and 1 absent.
So we have concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 89. There is no effective date. I don't have the material before me.
There is an effective date.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the vote on the bill because the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, please proceed.
The House passed Senate Bill Number 611, revising the criminal penalties for unlawful operation of an aircraft with the following amendments. House CS for Senate Bill Number 611, Finance Amended House, operating a motor vehicle, aircraft, or watercraft while intoxicated and returned for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 611, the amendments to House amendments to Senate Bill 611 be approved by the Senate. Request the body to vote no.
Objection is noted. Will be at ease. There is debate on Senator Rohde's motion to adopt with his recommendation. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, along with Senator Dankworth, I'm the author of the original bill. And
yes, sir.
There was a considerable amount of added material put on in the House. They contacted me previous to the time that they put it on, and I told them that I would be agreeable for them to put the amendments on in the House with the understanding that if those amendments were not accepted in the Senate, that there would be no free conference appointed, that it would go back to the House and they would remove the materials. However, I would support the amendments, but I would leave that to the discretion of every member here.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, Mr. Senator Ray has been very candid about the process between the House and the Senate on this matter. The only reason to go to free conference committee is a point in the 72-hour jail time for drunk driving, something I have very strongly support. Worked with the House on, I requested as a matter of law that there be some liability protection for the state in the event that someone was held over in jail an extra hour, since we are on an hour system, which avoids the problem that we've had with the 3 days in jail on conviction of drunk driving. The language that was put in allowed the confinement to extend to an additional 12 hours. There might be some problems with that, but on the whole, I'm ready to concur with Senator Ray that the amendments regarding the breathalyzer and the changes in the drunk driving law, I think, are important, and hopefully there is not a problem with the bill. I just want to raise that point to the members because there is some potential, but there is certainly the good language of the bill outweighs.
What is the breathalyzer proposition? Position.
Mr. President, the breathalyzer portion of the bill, and I'm thumbing through the bill as I'm looking at it.
Thank you, sir.
Essentially makes it a violation of the law not to take the breathalyzer. It does reverse the presumption and would provide a penalty for a person who did not take the breathalyzer test.
Senator Parr.
Mr. President, the bill, as it was sent over, I hope I'm not incorrect, dealt with unlawful operation of the aircraft under the influence. That's a one-page bill. We get back a 12-page bill with a lot of other material. If we are going to have to vote on this without sending it to conference or anything of the sort, I would certainly like to hold it over because
without
I have
objection.
Not had time to go 11 pages of material yet.
Without objection, we will hold over that report till tomorrow. I think that's reasonable. And at this stage, we can do that on others that concern people. Secretary, please proceed.
The House passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 693, Finance, changing the termination date of the law, giving the Supreme Court authority over court facilities effective date, with the following amendment. House CS 4CS for Senate Bill Number 693, Second Finance, numbers of Superior Court judges effective date and return for consideration.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 693 and request the body to vote no.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does anyone have a desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 nays, 2 excused, and 1 absent.
So the Senate has failed to concur. The Senate will send a message to the House asking them to recede. Should they fail to recede, the conference committee shall be Ray, Ferguson, and Rohde.
The House passed Senate Bill number 735, Organization Grants and Transitional Assistance for Municipalities, effective date with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 735, Finn, Judicial Elections, effective date and return for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 735 and request the body to vote no.
Okay, for the question. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 735? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 nays, 1 absent and 2 excused.
The Senate has failed to concur. Appropriate message shall be sent to the House. If they do not recede, a conference committee shall be established. The Senate conference committee shall be Fahrenkamp, Serge, Zalewski, and Sackett.
The House passed committee substitute for Senate Bill number 817, Finance, Medical Assistance for Needy Persons, effective date with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 817, Finance amended House, and return for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 817 and request the body to vote no.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 817? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 nays, 1 absent, 2 excused.
So the Senate has failed to concur. The appropriate message shall be sent to the House. If they fail to recede, the conference committee shall be Fahrenkamp, Parr, and Mulcahy.
The House passed Senate Bill number 830. Extending the time during which assistance for municipalities and unincorporated communities is paid under Chapter 60, Session Laws 1981, effective date with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 830, Finance amended House. Assistance for municipalities and unincorporated communities, effective date and return for consideration.
Mr. Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 830 and request the body to vote no.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 nays, 1 absent, and 2 excused.
So the Senate has not concurred. The appropriate message shall be sent to the House. If they fail to recede, the conference committee shall be appointed. Gilman, Anderson, Sturgeluski.
The House passed Senate Bill number 834, continuing the existence of the Guide Licensing and Control Board, effective date with the following amendments. This has been distributed and is listed beginning page 1, line 13, add new section 3 to read. And returning Senate Bill number 834, amended House to the same title for consideration.
Mr. Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 834 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 834? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 nays, 1 absent, 2 excused.
So the Senate has failed to concur. Message shall be sent to the House. If the House fails to recede, a conference committee shall be appointed. Fahrenkamp, Eliason, and Ferguson. Appropriate message shall be sent to the House.
The House passed Senate Bill number 836, extending appropriations made for entitlements to municipalities and unincorporated communities and for extending appropriations for administering the entitlements, effective date, with the following amendment. Page 1, line 29, delete section 4 and insert. And returning Senate Bill number 836, amended House, for consideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 836 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, you have the floor, Senator.
Brief at ease, please.
Be at ease. question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 836? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 nays, 1 absent, and 2 excused.
A message shall be sent to the House asking them to recede. If they fail to recede, the Senate will appoint a conference committee, Parr, Gilman, and Sturgeluski.
Those are the House messages this morning.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 528, Resources, making miscellaneous amendments to the Fish and Game Code, AS-16, and recommends that it be calendared on May 27. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson, this bill does appear on today's calendar. That is the only standing committee report.
Are there reports of special committees?
Special committee report dated May 25, read yesterday afternoon and distributed at 11:30 a.m. on the desk. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee considering House Bill Number 573 and Senate CS for House Bill 573, Jude M. S., an act relating to the crime of tampering with the witness, recommends that conference committee substitute for House Bill Number 573, an act relating to the crime of tampering with the witness, be adopted. Signed, Senate members Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senators Ray, Senator Eliason, Representative Barnes, Chairman, Representatives Anderson, Representative Clarkson signed, no recommendation.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that we adopt the conference committee report for House Bill 573. Mr. President, the change in the act is very, very minor. The felony provision for tampering with a witness was limited to judicial proceedings, and because there were many other proceedings in the bill that fell within the felony provision, such as meetings of a legislative committee that were not appropriate for that penalty, and those other official proceedings would require a misdemeanor offense for tampering with a witness.
Mr. President?
Yes, floor, Senator Ray.
I'd just like to call attention to the staff members that we have neutered this also.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the conference committee's report on House Bill 573? She would adopt her substitute. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 absent, and 1 excused. 2 excused.
The Senate has concurred in the conference committee report. Is there an effective date clause, Senator?
There is no effective date.
Thank you very much.
Conference Committee Report, May 26, 1982, Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee considering CS for Senate Bill Number 365, Finn, Special Education, and TUD House CS for Senate Bill Number 365, Finance, General Obligation Bonds for $52 million for capital improvements for elementary and secondary schools, effective date, recommends that Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 365, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $53,784,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for elementary and secondary schools and vocational technical education facilities, and providing for an effective date be adopted.
That bill will that Conference Committee will be on your desk till tomorrow's session. Secretary, there is another Conference Committee that shall be on the desk. Just please read the title.
That is Senate Bill Number 887, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $66,070,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of construction and improvements to correctional and court facilities.
That will also remain on your desk till tomorrow under the rules.
Those are the special committee reports.
Takes us to the daily calendar. There is to be a motion to hold this over one more day, it is my understanding. The Majority Leader wishes to make that motion.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 2 be held over one additional legislative day.
Without objection. Secretary, please read House Bill 528.
Committee substitute.
for House Bill Number 528, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act making miscellaneous amendments to the Fish and Game Code, AS-16. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass, signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Mulcahy, Sturgeluski, Eliason, Bradley, and Fisher. There is an SCS.
SCS, you have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move the Resources Committee substitute. Ask unanimous consent.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary Reed, the Resources substitute.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 528, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act establishing the Cape Sanevan State Game Sanctuary and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments to this bill?
There are no amendments.
Absence amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 528 be advanced third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, we will adopt the title subsequent to your reading, Ms. Secretary.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 528, Resources, an act establishing the Cape Sanevan State Game Sanctuary and providing for an effective date.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move the title change. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection. The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ray. Senator Fahrenkamp, the question is the location.
I yield to Senator Ferguson.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, in Bering Sea on the Aleutian Chain, and the Resource Committee substitute incorporates the language to establish the Cape Sanevan State Game Sanctuary. The bill passes Senate in House Bill 794, the Marine Mammals Bill. Marine Parks Bill. The other activities in the land and the surrounding waters, such as commercial fishing and resource exploration, won't be affected by the establishment of the game sanctuary. I'd ask for approval.
Ready for the question?
Call the question.
The question is, shall House Bill 528, amended by the Senate, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Any member wish to change his vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 absent, 2 excused.
So House Bill 528 has been adopted. Takes a citation calendar. Could the Secretary give me the stickers that I... Yeah, I want the whole batch that you gave me. Excuse me.
In memoriam, Saul Solly J. Urey, by all members of the Senate and Representatives Buchholz, Malone, and Montgomery. I'm sorry, but there also was an effective date on 5/28. We didn't.
Senator Rohde,
my apologies on that.
It's all right. I didn't have it on my calendar either. Please proceed.
I was reading the other matters. Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
Would you like me to read the citation again on Saul Urey?
Please read the citation.
Citation, in memoriam, Saul Solly J. Urey, by all members of the Senate and Representatives Buchholz, Malone, Montgomery, Zaroff, and Cato.
We have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd move to ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Without objection, the citation has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. There are items on our unfinished business. You have the floor, Senator Dankworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask unanimous consent that we waive the five-day rule on House Bill 649, an act relating to regions and the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection. Other announcement of committee meetings. There are a lot of free conferences. We will have a 3 o'clock skeleton session for reports, standing committee reports, think we will probably, the way it looks, if unless the business of adjournment's immediately upon us, we would work Saturday, have Sunday off, come back to work Monday. I think that is the posture in having an extended meeting this morning with the Rules Chairman of the House and the Speaker of the House, although they didn't specifically say what they were going to do on the subject. I think that's the posture we can take. They claim after today's calendar, the priorities, suggestions of the Senate will be down to something like the number that the Senate has of the House. And we are asking that we proceed to those standing committees that involve House priorities yet. Finish them up. You have the floor, Mr. Rules Chairman.
President, is it my understanding then that if we feel we can adjourn Sunday, we will be in session Sunday?
You are correct. Thank you very much for that notation. Depends much on free conference committees and so on. Are there items under special orders this morning? I think it's going along very well now. We will recess to call the chair approximately 3 o'clock. Oh, Senator Dankworth wishes the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would remiss in not doing this past committee announcements, but the Senate Finance Committee will meet today at House Bill 649, the one we just waived the rule on, an act relating to regions in the Department of Transportation Public Facilities, and House Bill 848, an act reenacting the law relating to the marital deductions and testamentary transfers.
Objection, so ordered. 2 p.m. Finance meeting. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, if there's no further business coming before the Senate, I would move and ask unanimous consent. If we stand in recess until approximately 3 p.m., call the chair.
Objection.
And Senator Dankworth, co-chairman, and Senator Sackett signed no recommendation. Senators Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ferguson signed do pass.
Rules Committee.
And there is
a... floor, Senator.
From the conference committee considering House Bill 357 from Senator Parr and Representative Martin.
And they have a request for extension of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items of additional
Senator Parr has
powers.
Showed it to me. Unless the Rules Chairman objects, those are granted.
And that's all that we have.
Mr. Rules Chairman. I guess we may as well adjourn, sir.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent. We adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thank you. We are adjourned.